Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, January 31st, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Immigration bill dead. Trump on the ballot. IBM back to work. And Harvard loses a donor. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Speaker Mike Johnson says the Senate immigration bill is dead. It has no way forward. Now, the lamestream, of course, is blaming Trump for this. This is great. The propaganda spin here is that Biden really wants to protect the border, but Trump is sabotaging the effort so that the border stays open and Biden looks bad. It's a beautiful attempt from the left. Total lie, of course. Who could possibly believe that 6 million illegal immigrants later, Joe Biden actually deep down really does want to protect the border, if only it weren't for those dastardly Republicans. When Speaker Johnson was asked if Trump is the one who tanked this bill, Speaker Johnson said, no, that's absurd. Speaking of Donald Trump, the Illinois State Board of Elections voted unanimously to allow Donald Trump on the ballot. They decided that they do not have jurisdiction to adjudicate a dispute involving the 14th Amendment. They said this isn't our responsibility to figure out if Trump engaged in an insurrection or not. Worth noting here, the amendment in question, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, it says no person shall be a senator, representative, or elector of president and vice president, or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States if engaged in an insurrection. People are focusing on the if engaged in an insurrection part and debating whether or not Trump engaged in one. But how about the opening line? It doesn't say the word president. The people who drafted this amendment originally listed president as one of the positions you couldn't hold if you engaged in the Civil War, but they took it out. They concluded that if the people of the entire country wanted someone who was in the Civil War to be president one day, then that should be up to the people. IBM has told their executives and managers that you have to come back to the office or find a new job. You have to show up at the office at least 3 days a week, and any remote workers living more than 50 miles from the office have to move closer to the office, which is a bit tricky because IBM has closed a lot of offices since COVID. So a lot of people are going to have to move somewhere to get closer to one of those existing offices. And they say anyone who does not comply will have to, quote, separate from IBM, the new PC term for getting fired, I guess. IBM also says they plan to use artificial intelligence in the next 5 years to replace 7,800 jobs. Hedge fund billionaire Ken Griffin has donated over $500 million to Harvard and says he will stop all donations because Harvard produces, quote, whiny snowflakes. Quote, until Harvard makes it very clear that they're going to resume their role as educators of young American men and women to be leaders, I'm not interested in supporting the institution. Be very careful sending your kids to any of these schools. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, as the presidential election of 2024 begins to unfold, America finds itself in a bad place. Yes, political leadership is dubious, but it is a profound lack of trust that is truly eroding the strength of this country. Let me speak for myself, a journalist historian who understands both the nobility and the flaws of our society. Dishonesty is rampant. Perjury is routine in court cases, so much so, it is almost never confronted. Why bother swearing anyone in if the courts tolerate lying, which they do? We see brazen drug dealers, shoplifters, muggers, robbers, assailants, and criminal miscreants running wild. Fewer punished. Rather, the police are the villains in many people's eyes. The president of the United States refuses to enforce immigration law, turns away from his son and brother, using him to amass millions. And Joe Biden spends so much of the public treasury, it's only a matter of time before the U.S. dollar drastically declines. Facing that, millions of Americans simply don't care. How can we trust our fellow citizens who accept corruption and incompetence? How can we have any faith in the justice system or in the declining public education system? These are indeed difficult times. Politicians are not going to save us. We have to save ourselves. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. We got Tanya. Bill, you said it's very important that Republicans win the congressional majority. Are they going to do that when the RNC has no money? And Tanya, the RNC has a lot of money. And political action committees supporting the Republican Party are loaded. So they'll have $1 billion they can spend. Charles, you say Governor Abbott must comply with the Supreme Court's decision guarding the southern border. Otherwise, the governor could be jailed. Does this logic apply to President Biden? So I'm glad you wrote. There's a mechanism to punish President Biden, but his party will not cooperate. Tom Christensen, Sandy, Utah. What a phony Biden is. First day in office, he signed an executive order reversing Trump Remain in Mexico policy. Now he wants us to believe he can't do anything about the border without new legislation. Why doesn't he sign an executive order? Of course. Any intelligent person knows what this is. It's a giant charade. Lisa Mahorny, Lexington, Kentucky. I heard you say, O'Reilly, if Trump is president, he would broker peace between Russia and Ukraine. How can that happen when Putin needs to hang for war crimes? Because Putin's never going to hang for war crimes until his own people turn against him. Well, that's it. As long as the Russian people support Putin, not hanging for anything, not going on trial for anything. Michael D. Leonardo, Toms River, New Jersey. If everything is Iran-backed, isn't it time to hit the head of the stake and start World War III? You got to be careful now. You can do it. Read Killing the Killers. Absolutely surgically hurt them. But you go in heavy, World War III. In a moment, something you might not know.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 56 years ago today, communist troops launched a massive invasion into South Vietnam. The attack demoralized the American public, who had been told for years that America was winning the war in Southeast Asia. Here is the story behind the Tet Offensive. Tet is the annual celebration of the Lunar New Year. The holiday was previously used for a temporary ceasefire between combatants in Asia. The communists believed a surprise invasion would break the Vietnam stalemate. On the morning of January 30th, 1968, the North Vietnamese army and their supporters in the south, targeted hundreds of cities, towns, and government buildings, including the U.S. Embassy in Saigon. The Viet Cong conducted house-to-house searches, brutalizing civil service, religious leaders, and teachers. They executed so-called counter-revolutionaries and buried their bodies in mass graves. However, in totality, Tet was a failure for the North Vietnamese. More than 50,000 communist troops perished. 7,000 South Vietnam troops died. 216 Americans were killed. Though the mission failed, the invasion was successful as propaganda. Back in the States, public opinion turned against the war. The brutal conflict dragged on for another 5 years. After a decade of fighting, the death toll was 2 million civilians, 1 million North Vietnamese military, 250,000 South Vietnamese troops, 60,000 Americans. And here's something else you might not know. After the Tet Offensive, many journalists realized the U.S. would not win the war in Vietnam. One of them was CBS News anchorman Walter Cronkite. He said, quote, "We are now mired in a stalemate. The only rational way out will be to negotiate not as victors, but as an honorable people who did the best they could." Unquote. Back after this.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.